Good day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, February 27. Coming up, Meteorological Service to develop model for predicting bushfires, police to increase presence along major corporate area roadways, and three new fire stations to be built. The news in detail after the break.
Attention residents and persons living and working in the Crossroads area. The Pika Passport mobile team will be at the National Water Commission on Moroska Road from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on February 27 to accept your application for a Jamaican passport. No cash will be accepted. Pay using debit and credit card only. Come on out and get your passport at NWC Crossroads, Tuesday, February 27 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Now the news. The Meteorological Service of Jamaica is to develop a model for predicting bushfires during the upcoming fiscal year. A sum of $15 million has been earmarked for an overarching project to develop a comprehensive bushfire warning index. The sum, which is to be provided by the Caribbean Development Bank, has been outlined in the 2018-19 estimates of expenditure. These funds will go towards the procurement and installation of equipment at two monitoring sites, the development of a common alerting protocol, and the launch of a public education and awareness campaign on bushfires. The project, which is scheduled to end in December 2019, seeks to enhance Jamaica's resilience to bushfire hazards and reduce their negative impact on economic activities and livelihoods, infrastructure, human welfare, and life. In 2015, about 1,000 acres of land was scorched as a result of bushfires. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund will be funding the construction of three new fire stations this year. The initiative forms part of the risk reduction component of the government's Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project, DVRP. The project is aimed at enhancing Jamaica's resilience to natural disasters and climate risk. General Manager of Technical Services at JSAVE, Loy Malcolm, says the stations will be located in Montego Bay, Yalas, and Port Maria.
The fire brigade would have done an assessment, and they would identify that in order to reach certain growing populations and to meet the needs of their firemen as well, these were the three priority stations, and so that's the basis of selection.
The general manager was speaking at a JIS think tank session recently. She says JSAVE will also be funding major drainage works in Old Harbor St. Catherine. Head of the Jamaica Constabulary Force Traffic and Highway Division Senior Superintendent SSP Calvin Allen says officers will be maintaining a strong presence along major thoroughfares in the corporate area during peak travel times to improve the flow of traffic. SSP Allen says the division stands ready to assist commuters to get around on time despite the many challenges on the roadways, including the indiscipline of motorists, the current vehicular population, and challenging road conditions.
Over the last 5 years, our vehicular population has basically doubled, but our road infrastructure has not kept a pace with that. And as a result, we basically have a peak of flow right through the day.
SSP Allen has expressed confidence that after several road repair projects in the corporate area are completed, there should be a positive effect on traffic. Meanwhile, Commanding Officer for the Jamaica Constabulary Force Traffic and Highway Patrol Division, Senior Superintendent Calvin Allen, is again warning motorists to avoid distracted driving. Distracted driving occurs when motorists carry out activities which divert their full attention from the road, including the use of cellular phones, reading, eating, and applying makeup. SSP Allen adds that the effects of distracted driving can be deadly.
The three main causes of most of our collision: excessive speeding, improper overtaking, and it's a driver's failure to keep them, which is distracted driving.
SSP Allen was speaking at a recent meeting of the Rotary Club of St. Andrew North. The senior superintendent has also expressed concern about the level of fatal collisions involving young people. Statistics show that in 2017, 321 persons died in road accidents. Of that number, persons between the ages of 20 and 34 years accounted for about 140, or approximately 43%. He says enforcement activities and public education strategies are being used to help reduce the number of fatalities on the nation's roads. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.